Undertime. Archetype Barber, this is Wilhelmina.
Hi, Wilhelmina. This is Dawn. I was calling Dawn to inquire about your company for residential internet service.
Oh, sure. Let me get right in there. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. What is your address?
220 Harry Wells Road.
Okay.
And
what's the zip code?
In New York.
Already so.
1477.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't even know if he serviced our area, but I just figured.
Oh, that's okay. If not, I'm going to know when, so we can at least get an idea. Okay. It looks like we're going to be out there the 1st of February. So what we could do today is take most of your information, except for your financials. And then when it does become available, we can give you a call and say, hey, we're in the neighborhood. Would you like to be set up? So we'll have all your information.
Okay.
We just plan a date. Does that work?
Sure.
Okay. How does your internet work? Is it cable?
That's my husband.
Oh, that's okay. It's fiber. It's fiber. It will come either from the pole or...
So you're talking to a fool when it comes to that fiber.
Oh,
so
me
too. It's a wire, not like satellite or anything, right?
Right. No, it's definitely wire cabled in to the home.
All right. All right. Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it's not like how I know like T-Mobile is doing stuff, but it's just really internet from the towers. So we are not that. We are actual fiber going in from the pole to the house or underground to the house.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yep. So what do you have? Promos, what you're running and stuff like that?
The promos that we're doing right now, it's a holiday promo, just goes to the 31st, but I'm sure we'll have another. It's basically just $10 off your auto pay. So if you were to get 1 gig, which is a lot compared to what most people have today, that would be auto pay
$69.99. Okay.
So, but that, you know, but we can take care of that. Later,
I
we don't have to.
The one part where it says that you guys include, what kind of router does it include?
It's a Plume router and one Wi-Fi extender, which we don't charge a monthly fee for.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's kind of nice too, because I know with my cable company, I'm paying for everything they give me.
Yeah.
What would the coverage be for that router?
That would cover at least 2,500 square feet.
Oh, all right. Yeah, because our house is about 21.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you were to have something in the basement and something like upstairs or on the third floor and it wasn't working well, you could get another Wi-Fi extender, but that one would be $7.99 a month. But most people only need the router and one extender.
We're only one floor, but sometimes we have difficulties getting... in our bedroom.
Yeah, I would probably put the Wi-Fi extender in there. I would put it to where you have the most trouble, and then it shouldn't be any issue at all.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're the furthest from the router, the current router.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what, and it's also 1 megabyte or 1 gig instead of, like, I'm working on 300 megabytes. So I can't wait for this to come so I can get the thousands.
We have a Spectrum.
Okay.
And to be quite honest, I'm not sure. I'll tell you what we're supposed to get.
Uh-huh.
But we are always pixelated.
Oh, okay. Ah, gotcha.
This has been a problem since the days of Time Warner.
Yes.
And so they never fixed the wires. They started to do them, and then they sold out to Spectrum, and Spectrum just stopped doing any new work and started raising prices.
Yeah, I think that's because they thought they didn't have to. So I was really happy when I heard about this company coming in because I think it's going to throw them for a little bit of a loop, so it might throw a little, you know, competition in there.
Well, that's what I was happy about, too, and I was trying to hold on. But I'm honest, like the last couple months, like like today, specifically, we just went in there to, what do you call it? We had bought a phone, a cell phone. We were unsure of it. We talked to the guy. The guy told us there would be no restocking fee, nothing, as long as we didn't open it.
Right.
We were buying it for my daughter. It was the wrong phone.
Oh,
so we
yep.
were returning it.
Right.
So they're trying to... So this is another guy that was there today. The guy that we bought it from was there. And this other guy was talking to my wife like she was a little girl. Laying really down to her. This isn't the first time I've seen that from that.
Yeah.
So
I'm expecting that same conversation when I'm going to return something and they're going to give me a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an electronic. They said, don't open it. If I don't open it, they'll take it back, but they won't give me my money back. I can get a store credit, which makes no sense to me, but I'm curious to see because it came with no packaging. They put a little sticker on it, and I saved everything, and I know they're going to down talk me when I get there and tell me that, you know, I can't return it.
The funny thing is so I go in there, my wife calls me, and I can tell when she's almost in tears.
Yep.
Because she's divided and conquered. She went to one store, I went to the other, trying to get my returns done.
Yep.
And so I hear her, and she's hear the way she's talking to her. And I was like, I'll be right there.
Yeah.
So I came down, and I hear him say, I don't care if your husband comes. I don't care if there's a manager. I don't care if there's the local area managers here. You're not getting your $50 back, ma'am. So I walked in there. He wasn't even out there. And I started running my mouth. And so I was like, listen, some other guy said, can I help you? And I started explaining to him. And I told him, and I said flat out, I was like, listen, I got $50 worth of entertainment to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm going to put on a show in front of your employees for my to get my $50 worth out.
Yep.
I was like, I'm not like this, but you
you're
one thing and you lied.
Yep.
And so, you know, what's funny is I see the manager and the guy peeking out the door. All of a sudden, guess what? They looked out. It should be a world like this. They look out. And they realized that her husband's 6'5", 300 pounds.
Changed their tune, did they?
Then all of a sudden, we'll give you whatever you want. You know what I mean? And it's like...
Yes, and it shouldn't be that way. But why do you have to belittle people and be like, you're so high and mighty, when I'm just asking for what you said, you know?
I have two, girls at home... Mm-hmm. Daughters, that it pisses me off that in this world, that why should they be treated differently because of their sex?
Yep. No, I know.
It really burns me because I'm Hispanic and I've dealt with racism my whole life, so I understand what it feels like to be polarized because of your race. It shouldn't be that way for sex or any reason. You know what? You're a damn human.
Yep.
You shouldn't be treated differently.
No, definitely not.
I walked away. I said to him, I can't, you can deal with him. I was like, because he treated me like a girl instead of like a human, and I can't deal with it because I'll lose it. He did. He dealt with it because I was so.
That's what we need.
It infuriates me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who are you to judge me? Like, you don't know anything about me just because I'm a girl? Like.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that person is probably going to be fired. I would hope that they're fired.
Yeah, well,
just because it's that they need to be, because they shouldn't be like that. So I have a question. Do you think, do you still have a landline from Spectrum?
We don't.
We don't.
Depending on the cost, I would love to have one.
Okay. Well, we can provide one, which is not bad. It's $24.99 a month.
Okay.
And it does have call waiting. It has all the features.
Okay.
And you would,
so you're looking at roughly about $90 a month.
It's $100 and without the $10, without the auto pay, with a phone and 1 gig, it's $104.99. And if you do the auto pay, it goes down to $94.98 a month.
Okay.
Which is pretty reasonable compared to what I know I'm paying.
So what is it, 94?
94 if you do auto pay, 104 if you just, like, pay it yourself each month.
Gotcha. That sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah, and she'll take our information, and then when they come to the area, February 1st, she said, they'll give us a call.
Yep, and so you don't have a regular number.
Pay,
so
right now, we pay about $70 a month just for internet.
Okay.
And
then you have your cable, right?
We don't have cable. We just do streaming.
Okay, just streaming. Well, if you want to do
one.
Oh, what do you get?
And we get 1 gig.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, that's good. So I guess it would be about the same amount of money for the internet if you did the auto pay, and you could get a phone for $24.99. And it tells me on the standard phone service, you get voicemail to email, call waiting, caller ID, call return, anonymous call rejection, call blocking, call forwarding features, call logs, caller ID blocking, do not disturb, find me or follow me, and speed dial and three-way calling.
Wow.
That's a lot of calling. I don't even know how to do all that on my phone.
Me neither.
Yeah, I don't know
what that is either.
Yeah, I don't
know. Keep
track of things. No, I don't use it.
First, I got to find out if you can even sell phones anymore. Do they? I haven't seen those in years.
That's a good question.
I have phone off Amazon.
I think so, and I have to tell you what I did is I have one jack in the house, and I have it hooked up, and then but it came with like two phones. So you can have like another one in the bedroom. That's the kind of phone I have. And it's got to be at least 20 years old.
Yeah,
it is funny. But my son laughed at us because we bought a vehicle. And it does more. He says, this car does more stuff than you'll ever know that it even does. Because you will not read everything that it can do. I said, you're right. I just want to get in and go. I don't. And he says, it does everything. I said, well, that doesn't really concern me. So I don't use it to its capability, nor do I do my phone to its capability.
I don't use my car to its capability either. I don't even. Yeah,
I will say, though, I'm not proud of myself. I use that backup camera. I used to turn around and look,
too.
And I don't. And it trained me so quickly that when I get in the car that has a key and no backup camera, I have to catch myself. To not just back up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. Okay, so
I'm
we could
concerned about whether it has heated seats and a heated steering wheel. That because of
That so. Yes, it is. I really are enjoying them this time of year. My last car didn't have it, and I said, how is it we paid so much money for a car and it didn't have heated seats, it didn't have remote seats, it was manual seat. I'm like, this is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, and it wasn't a downgrade. It was still like $30,000. And I'm like, how does it have no seats? So
just
everything is so
ridiculous.
It's crazy. I said, for what I paid for, I probably should have paid like so much less. But it is what it is.
Perfect.
They get us coming and going. So do you think you want a phone, or we could just take it off and you use your cell phones, whatever you're thinking. Or I can leave it on there, and then you can leave it there until we go to do the install and say, you know what, I don't want the phone, or I do. Only because if we do it while we do the first install, it's free. So there's no charge to do the install for the phone, which is kind of costly if you decided to do it later. So I'll leave it on, but if you guys change your mind, we can take it off. No worries. Don't worry about it. But we'll leave it on for now.
So let's say if 6 months down the road we decide we don't want the phone.
You can just call us and we'll cancel it.
Okay, because I know generally that it's just a different port
yes, it
on
is.
The router itself.
Well, I think normally, but this is actually going to be a jack.
Okay.
So you can actually have it on the wall or on the floor and then have the wire somewhere. But it is actually a jack.
All right.
Which is different because normally the phones go right in the back of the router like mine. But this is a jack. So they'll put in one jack in the house for free. And then you can always have like those other phones that you plug in that are connected to that one.
Okay.
All right. So we'll shoot for that. And you need any telephone jacks installed? Yes. Do you have any phone jacks in your house now?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay. So we will need one. Okay. And we don't need additional ones. We just need the one. All right. So, yeah, it comes to $104.98, and then if you take $10 off, $94. And is your billing and mailing address the same?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I got 220 Harry Wells Road, Saugerties. And do you own your home or rent?
We own.
Okay. Do you know if the wires come from the pole, or are yours underground in your neighborhood?
I think they come from the pole.
Okay. We'll say the pole. Because they'll have to do a drop beforehand and all that. All right. And it looks good. And what's your first name?
Dawn, D-A-W-N.
Okay. Last name?
Apollonia, A-P-P-O-L-L-O-N-I-A.
Thank you. And do you have an email address, Dawn?
Yes, D-A-P-P-O-L-L-O-N-I-A-78@gmail.com.
78? Yes,
the year I was born.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just a spring chicken. See that?
Not really. I don't feel like one.
Yeah, I know.
Depending on the day.
Yes, depending on the day.
So it's rough.
Oh, yes, yes. I do remember those years. We are running like crazy. It's wonderful, though.
Yeah, it is, but it's also tiring.
Yeah, it is, and by this, so soon will pass. I didn't think that was, though I will say I was really happy when they got their permits and were able to drive. I made them drive me everywhere, and then they could ride themselves back and forth to sports. It was wonderful.
Yes, I would like that, but my husband is, our oldest is 16, so she could get a permit. But my husband is worried about the cost of insurance, so he won't let her get one yet. So.
Yep. No, and you know what? They have to have, I think, 6 months of driving ability, and then you do have to add them to your insurance. But, you know, I think they already know that you have children in the house, and they may already be charging you that.
That's true.
Because I had to, when they kept asking me if I had kids, I said, oh, no, I don't have any kids. Of course I had kids. I had 3 kids. But I said, no, I don't have any. But... And then I ended up putting them on the insurance when it came time.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, for
yeah,
until
like, think about it, she could drive herself to work and like, you know.
Yeah. I know. It's a freedom that we're not real sure we want to give yet. But it is.
I can't even believe that she's going to graduate next year. Like, I'm like, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
You know,
I
remember bringing this baby home from the hospital that I had no idea really what to do with. I mean, babysat, but it's still different when they're your own. And then, like, now, you know.
Well, this is my dilemma. I have 6 months until my oldest grandson can start driving. And I'm how is that possible? But, you know, he's working hard. Gotcha. He's going to school. And I'm just thinking, man, that's one more freedom that he's going to have. And I'm like, that's not possible. But he's already saving for his vehicle. And he's saving up. And he's doing good. But I'm not ready.
Her too. She's a great kid, and she's going, like, she goes to, like, this, I don't know where you're at, but we're in New York, and we have something called Ulster Boces, and it's, like, in the mornings they go to career tech if they want.
Oh,
so she's going, like, nursing, and then she goes to high school in the afternoon, and, I mean, she has, like, she's on the honor roll. She has, like, a 98 average.
Oh,
she has a 99 in her nursing class, and she works 5 days a week. She babysits for this one couple twice a week because she just loves the little girl. And then the other 3 days a week, she works in an after-school program in the elementary school. And so, like, she's a hustler. But mom and dad are hustlers. Like, that's just, like, I'm a
Yeah, that's it. She is on the right path, and
yes,
it probably would be really nice for her to be able to drive herself.
Yes, it would.
Because she is so responsible.
Sister 14, she wants to work. And, but my husband's like, Madison had to prove to us, like, that you can handle school and everything before you can work. So we told Dakota the same thing.
Yep.
She wants to work, too. Like, our kids are workers because mom and dad have always been workers. Like, if you want something, you need something, we work for it. That's how we are.
Yep,
so,
most definitely. Yeah. And it does seem to work out well that way. And, you know, I tell my grandkids that all the time. I got he's 12, and he's already thinking about what he wants to do or be. I said, you got to go to BOCES. I said, you know, that's a good start. It's a great program. I said, it'll get you to know if that's what you really want to do. He wants to do electrical.
Yep.
And I said, that is a good way to find out if you're interested in it. And I said,
absolutely.
And it looks great on your resume. He right now, I'm really happy he's on the honor roll. So he's going in the right direction and asking the right questions. So, we're going to cross
our...
So
you're a local then. You're in New York as well?
Yes. Yep. We have Germantown, Pine Plains, and one is actually in Greene County.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We're in Saugerties. So we're in Saugerties, and obviously BOCES is in... I work for Ulster BOCES, but not on the career ed side. I work on the special ed side. And my husband's a crisis intervention specialist on the special ed side.
Oh, neat.
So, yeah. But the programs there are really good programs, and, you know,
Oh, they are. They're wonderful.
We're talking about BOCES, because she's local, too. actually, like, I know where Arch Fiber is, and, like, over there where they have the building, actually the other side of that building, BOCES is working on to make it the new career tech. Because
really?
Because they expand it so much, yeah.
That's wonderful. And then it would also be a little bit closer for you. Yeah.
Yes. Well, she takes the bus there and back. Oh, no.
Oh, nice.
She wouldn't go there. So me and my husband
would
still
be in Portland.
She would still be in Portland. She'll go there. Both our daughters will. But,
nice.
We're still stationed at a Port Ewing, but it's fine, you know.
Yeah, no.
So.
No, but that's nice. My son used to drive to BOCES, and my daughter drove to BOCES. But it's so dangerous for them to drive instead of taking the bus.
I know.
But,
I know.
You know, I cross my fingers, everything's good. But, yeah, it's nice that they can still take the bus there.
Oh, yeah.
So, absolutely. What I did, Dawn, is I got you in, and as soon as we're getting ready to be in the area, you're going to be on our call list. We don't sell our information to anybody. We'll give you a cold call and say, hey, we're in the neighborhood. When do you want to set up? What's good for you? And then we'll get you all hooked up. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You guys have a great day, and I am glad your husband took care of that today.
Yes.
All right. And good thing about a husband. Have a wonderful
day. My husband's very much a woman's advocate because he lives with all females, and so, you know, and he has a sister and, you know, all aunts.
And
so,
my brother has he had five sisters. He got married, had all girls. He has finally just had some grandsons.
Yep, exactly. So But thank you for all your help today. We appreciate
it. You're very welcome. Well, enjoy your day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.